2 booked in case involving death of Chiefs fan who froze to death in backyard. By Warner Todd Houston on March 6, 2025. 2 men have been charged over the Kansas City Chiefs fans who froze to death in the backyard of a suburban home early last year. Jordan Willis, owner of the home where the fans were found on January 9 of last year, was arrested and charged in the deaths along with Ivory Carson in connection with the deaths of Ricky Johnson Jr., 38, David Harrington, 37, and Clayton McGeaney, 36, according to the New York Post. In February, toxicology reports had found lethal levels of cocaine and other drugs in the bloodstreams of the deceased fans. The 3 victims were not found for 2 days after the January 7 game the group had gathered to watch at Willis's home. Willis and Carson face charges of manslaughter and 2 counts of delivering a controlled substance after investigators found a bag of cocaine that had Willis's DNA on it, along with a bag of fentanyl that sported Carson's DNA. Prosecutors also say that a witness saw a plate of cocaine in the room where the fans were watching the game. The witness also said that Willis supplied the drugs, according to Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond. The 3 victims were reportedly seen smoking marijuana and using cocaine during the game, Zond added. Police also say that Carson was identified as a supplier of drugs on the victims' phones. This case is a tragic reminder of the dangers of street drugs, the prosecutor said. But make no mistake, the people that supply those drugs can and will be held accountable when people overdose. Willis has claimed that he did not know that his friends were lying dead in his backyard. But Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says the case will serve as a warning. "You will be held accountable, you will be arrested, and you will be charged," she said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.